This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, let's do headlines then. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
All right, gentlemen. The Heat did win yesterday. They end their 10-game losing skid. Tyler Hero and Andrew Wiggins balled. Andrew Wiggins especially, 42 points.
What happened while I was gone? Because I was able to see the scores, obviously, but the timing and whatever, and we're, you know, out and about and doing stuff. So I didn't really see any of the games. I can't imagine that they were supposed to win many of those 10 games, but I also can't imagine that they weren't supposed to win any of those 10 games. So what happened?
Solana, you give him the RPRs and the PERs and all the crap you say, and I'll let him know what's going
on. Okay, I'll tell you what Crowder thinks. Crowder thinks the Heat need a number one option to score the basketball. I don't know if you're familiar with this, Hawk, but
we haven't heard that take in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, he hammered that home all week. You know, the Heat are missing a number one option to score the basketball, and, you know, Jimmy Butler wasn't that dude, in his opinion. The Celtics, Hawk, when you left Friday, the Celtics and the Heat played three quarters of great basketball, but the Celtics were short manned. They were missing two guys, Kristaps and Jaylen Brown, and they just dominated the Heat in the fourth quarter. So the same story of all season.
Then, and that's happened all season long, which is what really, I think we've talked about it, what this team should be doing. They've got enough talent to hang with teams, and you've got Spo, Hall of Fame coach. Like, but at the end, you can't do it on grit and DNA and culture.
They used to. They used to win by getting
they
stopped.
Didn't when they had LeBron and players. Dwayne Wade.
They had more talented players.
When they had talent on the team that could take over. Huh. We pull them in the mud and we play three strong quarters, three and a half strong quarters, and it gets down to about 6 minutes in the game, and then the ballers come out and start balling, and we don't have any ballers to go ball offensively. They still – with the – what was the score of Boston? 88 to 83, whatever. They did exactly what we want, Hawk. Pull them in the mud. Keep it under 100. And then Jason Tatum says, okay, four more possessions. Watch this. We have no watch this, guys. And it's so obvious. Well, and Solana gets mad. It's the answer.
I will tell you that, and I don't want it to sound ridiculous, but missing Nikola Jovic is a big piece, I think, to what they potentially are lacking at this point. Now,
Nikola
I watched the
Jovic
beginning of your segment. I watched the beginning of your segment with Amy Audible.
Okay, I'm glad you smiled and I could see you because I was about to go crazy.
I was scrolling through the YouTube videos to see some of the segments that I missed, and I saw the segment with Amy Otterbert, and I just wanted to make your eyes pop out of your head.
I was about to run over to Boca and I don't know.
He was about to get Caligula up in here.
Hawk, watch the end of that video. Amy reveals that she was hit on by a Backstreet Boy member at a club when she was a UM student.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. How did that come up?
Because Crowder was talking about partying back in the day and his Affliction t-shirt or something. And him and Amy pretty much, like, she was here when he was at UM when he was an NFL player. So they knew the same clubs and they kind of knew the same people going out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah, Amy was in them streets. I enjoyed that conversation.
Yeah.
Did she say what happened?
And I told her, I guarantee me and Amy were in the same club at the same time one night in Miami. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know, she didn't know, but we did the math. Salon, we were talking about the math. I was like, oh, she's here for, I was like, yeah, hell, I was playing for the Dolphins. She was like, yeah. I was like, okay, yeah, well. She said, no, he said she was too short or something, right? What did he say, Salon? He was too short?
Yeah, that he was too short. Yeah.
Oh, that I thought you were saying she was too short. And I'm like, well, how big is this Backstreet Boy? He's tall.
Yeah, he was too short and he didn't really have no game, is what I gathered.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much you're in a boy band. You don't need any game, but you can't fake height.
Mm-hmm. You would know.
Oh, you know, I know.
Yeah, then they got blown out by the Grizzlies and the Knicks. Then Kate Cunningham ripped my heart out. And then
That I saw. I saw that on social media the next day.
The bank shot.
Yeah. That was stupid.
And then the Rockets, same thing. Like the Heat played them well.
They shouldn't have been in the situation in the Pistons game that they were in. They were winning in the early, like they were not dominated. They were up. And then they just come back. Tie game, couple seconds left. Like they gave them that opportunity in that game. That game pissed me off.
Yeah. I wonder what the line is going to be tomorrow.
We'll find out. Steph Curry's questionable. He actually flew to Miami. So he was supposed to miss the game. He flew into Miami.
Didn't I see that Jimmy has been here since like Sunday or something?
Yeah, they've been here from Sunday through Thursday. Yeah.
They're having a good time.
If you're just joining us and you missed it last hour, Anthony Chang, I saw, and I'm sure Ira had it as well, the Heat will have a tribute video for Jimmy Butler tomorrow.
I wonder what the reaction is. It's always interesting to me because what we have found out over the years, Twitter and the sports radio text line is not indicative of real life. Because Twitter and the sports radio text line would have had you believe that when LeBron came back, people were going to throw rocks at him. And I believe he got a standing ovation for the most part.
I don't know about a standing ovation, but it
he
was
got plenty
mostly
of cheers.
It was
plenty of cheers.
There were very few boos.
Right.
It was mostly cheers for sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll see, because we talked about it earlier where
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I was here when Shaq left. I got here in 05. I was here when Shaq left. I was here when Wade left. I was here when LeBron left. I was here when CB got sick. I was here for all of those. Nothing was as nasty as what publicly came out about Jimmy.
Right.
So I don't know what these people are going
to
do.
This wasn't even like where you get a whole off season to kind of calibrate your feelings on it or whatever.
And
like
the other guys won you titles. That's a big difference,
true.
Too.
Right.
You won a title
true.
With Shaq.
Yep.
You won titles with LeBron, and it was the best four-year stretch maybe in the history of sports.
On two trips to the finals.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at.
And I would say Jimmy's personality we talked about, I think Jimmy's is more endearing than the guys we're speaking of, too. Like, Shaq is endearing because he's big and goofy, but, like, LeBron didn't really do a lot in the city and come out. Wade, Chris Bosh does not have a personality, to be honest, in my opinion. But I think Jimmy's endearing to people.
I don't know. I understand what you're saying because he has, at times, very endearing qualities. But, man, like that big four, the 4 years of the big three, like the Harlem Shake video and stuff, you can't tell me that wasn't endearing. Like, we felt like we were on top of the sports world. Like, that Harlem Shake video came out, and we were like, no one else can do this. No one. Like, you're all going to make Harlem Shake videos, and no one is going to – it's just not going to feel that way.
I'm interested.
Chris Bosh's birthday today, Solana?
Yeah, Chris Bosh's birthday today.
Oh, so Crowder just gave him a nice tribute. Happy birthday, Chris.
Y'all know I ain't no Bosh fan, man.
That's crazy.
Y'all known that for 10 years.
It's like the nicest guy in the world. Never bothered anybody. Never ripped anybody. Won two titles here in Miami. And Crowder, all these years later, a decade later, after the guy had to retire because he had a medical condition that forced him to retire, Crowder's ripping him.
I'm not ripping him. I hate blood clots, too. Chris Bosh is not my kind of superstar.
You're allowed your opinion.
I'm not a fan of Carl Anthony Towns. He's that goofy, big, pleasant dude. Like, I don't like them big, pleasant. I like people that's nasty.
Well, Jimmy Butler's nasty when he wants to be.
I like Jimmy. I like Wade. Wade got a little edge to him. Kobe had an edge.
Kobe
Jordan
had
an
edge. Nobody had an edge like Kobe, except maybe MJ.
That's my superstar, is those type guys. The pleasant, whatever you want me to do, I'm here for you, bitch.
Did you see my boy Matas Buzelis against the Lakers the other night?
He balled.
Bald.
He bald. I saw. Yeah, I went back and saw. You sent me that the meme or whatever, the text. Yeah. I went back and watched the highlight. He went crazy.
He kind of crossed up Luka too. I saw that highlight. I don't know if you watched the highlights, but I mean, he put Luka on skates. It was actually it was sweet. But you saw Bronny James, Hawk.
Yeah, big game, right?
Oh yeah, geez. career high.
17.
Mm-hmm. 17. 7 of 10 from the field.
Yeah. And they were down by 50 at the time.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, listen, doesn't matter how you get them as long as you get them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
There was somebody in the penalty box. He was scoring on power plays.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.